It was a normal farmyard. There were sheds all around the four sides. In fact, there were sheds blocking the view entirely. So obviously, that was great from the point of view of keeping everybody in, but from the point of view of tourists, they couldn't see the beauty that lay ahead of them, you know?
Well, you have got rid of those sheds, and I can understand why, because the view, I mean, stunning, spectacular. I don't know what adjective would do it justice, Liz, because it is just acres and acres, miles and miles of forest, of trees. That must be Glenariff, is it?
That's Glenariff Forest Park. And, of course, we're very proud of the forest park. It's a little gem as far as the tourism business around here is concerned, because people come to see the wonderful waterfalls. I don't think you get the like of it anywhere else in Northern Ireland. And then we're looking across to the Antrim Plateau as well. I never get tired of it. I mean, I'm what they call a blow-in. You know, I've only lived here, 15 years now. And there's an interesting story, Anne-Marie. When my daughter was about 9, she had a best friend called Emma, still a good friend. And she said, when I'm big, Emma and I are going to keep dogs at Emma's granny's house. And I did the usual mother thing. That's nice, dear. And then when Claire was 17 and I decided to come and live here, I had to break the news to her. When we drove into the yard, she looked around. She said, this is Emma's granny's house. And actually, was McSavany's
no,
house. Yes, it was.
My goodness.
And that always still puts the hair up in the back of my neck. I had no idea.